Pianist Hank Jones is one of the true living legends of jazz. At 90, he's still swinging harder than ever. Hank was one of my guests in the early years of piano jazz. As we celebrate our 30th anniversary, I thought it would be fun to have him on the show again, but this time with another swinging pianist and good friend, Bill Charlap. Thanks, Bill, for helping me mark this milestone. Now off you go.
It's such an honor to be here with you, Hank. You're one of my all-time musical heroes.
Well, Bill, it's a great pleasure to be here, and I mean that sincerely.
There's so many things I want to ask you about. I was thinking about, as you were coming up, I was wondering, were either of your parents musical?
My mother played piano, and not professionally. My father played guitar, but again, not professionally. So there was always music around the house. In addition to that, we had a player piano, and we had player piano roles of all of the leading solos of the time, pianists and otherwise, vocals. So there was always music. And I think, maybe subconsciously, I was probably influenced by that, I think, more than anything else. Maybe hearing my mother play and my father play maybe inspired me, to a great extent. But I think I have to give the credit to my parents.
It's the same for me. My father was a songwriter, and my mother is a singer. So lucky to be brought up in that sort of household. I was thinking about, as you were coming up in Detroit, I guess that you were, must have been in your teens, in around the mid-30s, and I was wondering what the musical climate was like.
Detroit was, I think there were several studios, radio stations in Detroit, one of which was WJR. Bill Stagmeyer was one of the staff musicians. Later on, he came to New York and became one of the arrangers for the Jackie Gleason show.
Ah.
And I studied for a time with him.
I see.
And he gave me a lot of help and a great insight into the kind of harmony that I use today.
Mm. Bill was a pianist then.
Well, he was a pianist arranger. Actually, he played saxophone. He played the reeds. But he had a great knowledge of harmony, and also he dabbled in songwriting, more than dabbled, I should say.
Obviously.
Yeah. But, you know, he was a complete musician.
Mm. Was there anything specifically you remember him pulling your coat to harmonically or musically?
I think the biggest thing that I learned from him was that you should always keep the melody intact, regardless of what kind of harmony you played underneath.
Mm.
Always make the melody prominent. So that's what I've tried to do. Because you can always do other things with the rest of the harmonic part, but the melody must remain constant.
Yeah. Ah.
And he's written some beautiful things, one of which is a solo that I'll be playing later.
Well, how about if you play that solo now? I think everyone wants to listen to you play.
Well, thank you. I'll try to play it. Thank you.
What's the name of this tune?
It's called Lonely Woman. Lonely Woman.
Ah. I was wondering about your early influences, pianists, but not just pianists, other instrumentalists. Mm. Who did you listen to and who really inspired you early on?
Well, the first pianist that I listened to were people like Duke Ellington, who was not primarily a pianist. He was a great arranger and composer. But I heard a lot about, Duke Ellington. And also, Earl Hines was one of the big names at that time. Then later on, I began to listen to people like Fats Waller, Teddy Wilson, and, of course, Art Tatum, the master of all.
The master of all, of course.
But, there were other pianists, you know, but these were the principal pianists that I listened to.
I wonder, Hank, if you would play another piece for us.
Well, you know, I'd like to play something written by another great songwriter and composer, but not primarily known as a great songwriter, as a songwriter. At the time that he wrote this tune, he was an accompanist for Patti Page, and he wrote a tune called We'll Be Together Again.
Oh, you're talking about Carl Fisher.
Carl Fisher, that's exactly right. Well, so here's that tune.
Okay. You know, one of the unforgettable times in my musical life was a couple of years ago, a project that was recorded with various artists playing Billy Strayhorn's music. And I had the distinct pleasure of recording a piece written by Billy Strayhorn that he used to play with Duke Ellington called Tonk. And I recorded that with you. We did that together at one piano with four hands. And I remember that was an incredible date for me, of course, to be sitting next to you and playing was something I could never have imagined in my wildest dreams. But one of the things I remember so well is I was playing on the top part of the piano and you were playing on the bottom part of the piano, and you were keeping the groove. And the groove was so relaxed, yet it had so much verve. And that's something that I always notice in your playing. It sounds to me like you're always so relaxed. And I wonder if that's something that you thought about, or is it just a natural part of your being when you play?
Well, I think it's important. It's important to be in a relaxed mode when you're playing, especially if regardless whether you're accompanying or whether you're playing solo. I think only then can you play at your best. But, you know, when you're playing a duo, which we did at that time in the studio, one pianist, of course, is playing lines, the other pianist is accompanying. And that's something I think that many pianists don't think about. Many pianists, unfortunately, I think, have the idea that they should always solo, or no matter what. My conception is that when the other pianist is soloing, one pianist has to accompany. It's almost the same as accompanying a singer, a vocalist, or an instrumentalist, another horn player or something. But it seems that... the idea is that you should support and help the soloist. And I guess the best way to do that is to play in a relaxed mode. Try to anticipate when you can, or follow.
Well, as we were talking about Billy Strayhorn, I was thinking it would be nice if we played a duet together, maybe something of Billy Strayhorn.
Well, that would be very interesting. I mean, Anytime you play anything, whether it's solo or do it Billy Strayhorn, it's really wonderful. I think he was the greatest. You know, when he was with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, Duke Ellington got credit for a lot of the things that Billy Strayhorn wrote.
Yes.
Unfortunately, but Billy Strayhorn was one of the most versatile writers that I've ever encountered.
So very many talented. Incredible things. Everything from Take the A-Train to Lush Life.
Mm. Yeah, I think he wrote a beautiful one called Lotus Blossom as well.
Oh, yes. Mm. Well, shall we give Lotus Blossom a go? It's thrilling for me to get a chance to play a duet with the great Hank Jones.
Oh, thank you.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.